Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hello. Hello, and welcome to Mini Music Monday, a subsidiary of the Raw Impressions podcast. Take it away, Luna Del.
Mini Music Monday.
Mini Music Monday. I'm still getting used to this new setup here in your stewed.
Yeah, and also you're sitting among all of the gear and we've assembled for Folk Implosion.
Yes.
The Folk Implosion practice.
I know, you and John are deep into the Folk Implosion practicing. It's nice to hear it coming through the doors. It sounds great.
Yeah, John has been sitting in that chair for the last...
Yeah, two days. Like, yep. Just, you guys have been putting in a lot of hours, folks. They're
early.
Putting in a lot of hours for y'all when they go on tour because they're really, you guys are methodical. You're like...
We are. When we're together and when mm-hmm. we're in proximity, we're very productive.
Extremely.
Yeah, we're very methodical, productive.
Yes.
When we're, now I'm playing bass and John's playing guitar and we're kind of... I think that's going to be kind of the basis of the shows. We were sort of going back and forth. I wanted to start sort of acoustically. I thought that would be, and then John wanted to start with something closer to a band, and we're sort of coming together in this.
You're meeting in the middle.
We're meeting in the middle, and I'm really enjoying playing bass and singing, which actually causes me a lot of anxiety. Thinking of playing bass and singing, it's a difficult thing to do.
Mm-hmm.
I think. I've done it before, but it took a lot of practice. So I thought I would pretty much have to, learn to ride the bike all over again, but it's turning out not to be the case.
Is that because when you sing Garden, you play guitar and Jay plays bass?
Yeah. But also the way that I play bass with the Folk Implosion is largely with my fingers. It's a different style of bass. So I'm not playing it like a guitar. I'm playing it like an actual bass.
Okay.
And that kind of thinking is different than vocalizing.
Okay.
Paul McCartney is an example of someone who does it incredibly well.
Mm.
But it's kind of rare to have a really, sort of someone playing really...
Song. Oh. Commencing.
Okay.
And three, affirmative. Yes. Yes. Yes.
Obligatory orgasm. Obligatory orgasm.
In a rain of shrapnel confetti, hear a party raging within. I'll be there, stroking the choker, acting out battles before they begin.
Obligatory orgasm.
Three orgasms? Nice.
Three times a day, baby.
To wrap up your thought before you were interrupted by yourself, it's just that you were saying Paul McCartney.
Phil Lynott, also from Thin Lizzy, was a very talented singer and bass player.
Nice. Okay.
There's a few.
But
it's a hard thing to do, and it's turning out to be not as hard as I thought. A lot of my anxiety about that is sort of falling away. As John and I sit here in this room.
So what you're saying is the story that you built in your head might not always match the reality?
Yeah.
Interesting.
Surprise. Fucking surprise.
Hmm. It's a good life lesson that we never learn. We just have to keep getting hit in the face with it over and over and over again.
I can't do that. Do you realize how difficult that's going
I've
to be?
I've decided, I've created this story, and now I'm...
My story is telling me... Can I explain obligatory orgasm really quick for you?
I'd love to. Yeah. Okay. Tell me all about it.
So I've been working, I worked on this sound collage for this project called Metal Machine Muzak.
Okay.
Done by the Discography podcast.
Nice.
Hosted
okay.
by Dave Gabreau, who all I've right. gotten to know.
Shout out to David.
Over the last year or so, we've been doing this sort of parallel podcasting. I don't know, we talked to each other about it, and he's got this very... very involved podcast that I was on mm-hmm. where people just talk for hours about their own music.
Oh, you know what we'll do is we'll put a link to your episode in the show notes.
Oh yeah. So yep. he wanted to recreate a record called Metal Machine Music by Lou Reed, which is a double-sided record.
Double
Each side of the record
album.
Is like a noise collage.
Okay.
It's electronic, this noise generated by machines or audio equipment, tape machines. Can't remember what year it was. Early
okay.
70s.
Sure.
I did not do my homework on that. But anyway, so he asked that for me to do a 16-minute noise collage.
To contribute.
So I've been going through, so for the last kind of a while
double
now.
Mm-hmm. Album.
I've been going through tapes, which I do anyway. I thought it would be cool because I'm already going through tapes. I'm already going through my past and these tapes. I thought, well, when I come upon like interesting bits, I wanted to save them and then start to create this collage. And I put the collage is actually sort of around these little synthesizer jams that Hendrix and I did that I also took excerpts from and created the bed for it. And then I've been just finding all these little bits and pieces. That's not in the collage, but that's something I found while doing the collage. I found like spoken word things and then these kind of soundscapes that I made.
Mm-hmm.
I made them for show tapes. That was made for a show tape that I used for a tour called the Four Tenors Tour. I think that's what it was called. That I did in Europe with Steve Westfield, my friend, my old sort of mentor, punk rock mentor from back in the day.
Mm-hmm.
We did this kind of crazy tour and he said, create some soundscapes for us to play to. And I'm like, okay. Mm-hmm. So that's partially that and then partially a spoken word part.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
I put on there.
Just thought you'd pop in some orgasms, huh?
Yeah, it was a kind of funny. Like I had, obligatory orgasm was sort of a theme that sort of went through this show tape.
Hmm. What's obligatory mean?
Means just going through the motions. Obligatory.
Oh.
I'm obliged to do this.
Well, that sounds actually kind of dark then. So it's an obligatory orgasm just means sort of like a loveless orgasm or?
Yeah. Like just sort of
just
a
going
reflex,
through the routine, like
going through the
guess
motions.
Guess it's time for me to do the gasm now.
Yeah,
an orgasm should never be an obligatory orgasm.
No,
in my opinion. I mean, if it's heading down that road, I mean,
well, going through my tapes, these tapes of that I put together over decades,
mm-hmm.
they're dark.
Mm-hmm.
I really. I stirred up a lot of dark memories going through these tapes.
Mm-hmm.
And I realized, you know, the last 10 years or so.
Mm-hmm.
Song.
I've been
commencing.
Pretty good.
Three. Negative.
Three negative. Oh.
No.
So, yeah, this is another thing that I found.
Lou.
Okay.
Are you absolutely positive that you want to play this song?
Yes.
Oh.
Are you sure?
Yes.
You can back out. You don't have to play it.
Oh, no, now I'm feeling nervous.
He can't.
Okay.
We can edit this later,
I'll
right?
Say, no, please don't play
what
it.
I said, but I'm playing it. Here it goes.
Yeah, see, he's playing it.
No.
She wanted strength and keep the problem solved.
daughter deal. It's money in the bank. The bank that makes it real. I'm pointing my fingers. I'm naming names. It makes me feel good to stick someone with the blame. Yeah!
What is that?
Well, it's based on it's not really a sample that I made, but I made this repeated loop on a cassette player of a song called Mugshot Heroin by a band called Moonshake, who I was completely obsessed with. This band Moonshake, they were a band that started on Creation Records, like, which is My Bloody Valentine, as this guitar band, but then they mutated into this band largely driven by samples. And I was obsessed with them. And they had two singers. They had Dave Callahan and Margaret Fiedler. And they had two different song styles, and they would swap songs, but it was all very much about sexual politics. And I was obsessed with this band. And they actually largely influenced me starting the Folk Implosion with John, where we used samplers and stuff. It really, really deeply influenced me. And I was just, one day I was listening to the band and I thought, oh, I wanted to loop that part of that one song and then sing my own lyrics over the top of it. Obviously reflecting, again, not a great time in my life, if you can kind of hear that a little bit. But I also was, it's also inspired by the how their songs were. Their songs were very much about, like, relationships and they had a really interesting dynamic, because they had a very strong male vocal and then a very strong and a very interesting female vocal that's sort of a precursor to a lot of, like, trip hop, I think, and then also very influenced by rap. But people have to go listen to this band, Moonshake. There's an album called Eva Luna, which is really their masterpiece as a duo. They split up shortly after that record, because similar to Sabado, they had two very different songwriters sort of pushing and pulling within it, and the band kind of dissolved. It was too much for the band to bear. They went on to make more albums after that, as Moonshake, Dave Callahan did. But anyway, I was obsessed with this band, and when the woman, Margaret Fiedler, she went off and did her own band called Laika. And when she first played in Boston with Laika, I took the kid soundtrack that I had just completed, and I just ran awkwardly up to her. She was talking to people, and I just thrust it in her face. And I'm like, you have to, please have this record. You've influenced me so much. And then I walked away.
Wow. Did you even get to see her reaction or ever hear from her, whether or not she listened?
I didn't. I was so enamored with that band, I could probably barely speak to them. I have, in the last decade or so, Dave Callahan is pretty active on Facebook, and I have made little connections with him, and I have met members of the band over the years, and they seem to identify me as like a diehard.
Okay.
Because the band never was fully embraced. You know, if you go see their plays on Spotify, to me, it's like, it's one of those things like,
it's criminal.
Where is the justice in the world? Why do people? I mean, because in their way, they are as innovative as My Bloody Valentine in a different way.
Mm-hmm.
I think in kind of a really interesting way, because it was so deeply influenced by really progressive rap music of the 90s. Like sort of the bomb, there was a production team called the Bomb Squad that did Public Enemies records, and they did Ice Cube records too, but they're just like this absolute storm of like samples and sounds and so incredible. And Moonshake were really influenced by that, but like the Folk Implosion, you know, there's no rapping in it. There's no, like, it's taking the influence and making it their own. And they did it so well. And their records are so incredibly textural. I played you some of it.
I liked it.
And some of it is so intense that I can't listen to it in the presence of other people. Especially the songs that David Callahan sings, which I love his vocals, but I when I listen to it with other people, I don't know why I can't listen to his songs in the But her songs are much more, they're more ethereal. I would, her vocals are more ethereal.
Have you met her again ever
I
since?
I never did.
Wow. No. Is she still a musician?
I don't know. I think that they finally, the two of them had this, it was a very acrimonious split that the band had. And I believe, according to Wikipedia, that they did, they did get together again to do a sort of a recent reissue of Eva Luna, which is their, really their masterwork as a duo.
Where were they from?
From England.
Ah, yeah. Okay.
Yeah. Wow. They were, but as I was going through all of these tapes, I found that. And I was like, whoa, I forgot about that. And then I was really reminded about about how deeply influenced I was by them. And I really want people to go and listen to their,
okay,
their music.
Okay, let's link to them too.
Bum.
Aw, happy Mini
bum.
Music Monday, everyone.
Bum.
Yeah.
And on that bum, bum, Mini Music Monday concludes. Thank you for listening.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.